Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Christy Caton. Today's episode is about safety and efficacy of coenzyme Q10 in pediatric hemodialysis patients. Today is a good day to stop and appreciate your kidneys. They're a filter, right? Well, yes, but they do much, much more than that. You may know that they balance the body's fluid, electrolytes, pH, and help regulate blood pressure. But did you know that they produce a hormone that helps with red blood cell production? And that they convert vitamin D to the active form to increase the absorption of calcium from the gut? Way more than a simple filter. So what if they stopped working? Could a dialysis machine really replace all of that? No, it can't. And even though it cleans your blood, every time a dialysis machine comes to life, it also quietly stirs up chaos within your body. Today we will look at hemodialysis, or HD, and the impact that it has on the body. We will focus on the oxidative stress and inflammation experienced by HD patients, and how this is currently being addressed. The authors of today's paper set up a randomized controlled trial to determine if the positive effects of coenzyme Q10 in adult HD patients would translate to the pediatric population. If your kidneys are functioning badly and resources allow for it, you get HD. HD is a treatment for kidney failure that uses a machine and a special filter called a dialyzer to clean your blood. It acts like an artificial kidney. So how does this work? First, an arteriovenous fistula or graft would be surgically inserted into your arm. This implant of sorts is used to connect your bloodstream to the dialysis machine without puncturing your veins and arteries with large gauge needles every time you need HD. The machine connects to you with two tubes. One tube removes blood from your body and the other puts it back. Once the HD machine is connected, your blood is circulated through the machine. Waste products like creatinine and urea are filtered out, electrolytes are balanced, and excess fluid is removed. The clean blood is then returned to your body. As I'm sure you've noticed, the benefits of HD did not cover all of the kidney functions I mentioned in the opening paragraph. You would have to supplement HD treatment with a host of medicines addressing anemia, vitamin D and calcium deficiency, and high blood pressure. And as much as HD does help, it can also cause problems. In the short term, or basically at each HD session, you could experience bouts of low blood pressure due to excess fluid removal. Electrolyte imbalances, particularly shifts in potassium and calcium, can contribute to muscle cramps, arrhythmias, and neurological symptoms like headache or confusion. The process of blood passing through the dialysis circuit can also activate your body's immune system. This leads to the release of inflammatory mediators and occasional fever, chills, or allergic reactions to the dialyzer membrane. Unfortunately, over the long term, chronic HD causes oxidative stress and systemic inflammation. This is partly because of your immune response to the dialyzer membrane, but it is also because uremic toxins accumulate in your body if you have chronic kidney disease or CKD, directly generating reactive oxygen species or ROS. ROS are unstable molecules that damage your cells. When ROS attack polyunsaturated fatty acids in the cell membranes, malondialdehyde or MDA is released. Uremic toxins also activate inflammatory pathways which trigger the release of cytokines, including tumor necrosis factor alpha, or TNF-alpha. HD also filters out some of your natural antioxidants, like vitamin C and glutathione. This pro-inflammatory environment would increase your risk of cardiovascular disease. Ongoing inflammation and inadequate red blood cell production mean that you would develop anemia, while impaired phosphate and vitamin D metabolism disrupt your bone turnover. Lastly, chronic activation of the immune system and protein losses during dialysis could impair your nutritional status and immunity, leaving you vulnerable to infection. MDA and TNF-alpha serve as biomarkers, MDA levels reflect the extent of oxidative injury occurring in tissues and are easily measurable in blood, making it a reliable indicator of oxidative stress. Similarly, TNF-alpha is not only a potent inflammatory cytokine, but also a sensitive marker of chronic immune activation. This is why the authors thought these two biomarkers would be perfect for assessing the biochemical burden of dialysis. In today's paper, they chose these parameters to assess the effectiveness of coenzyme Q10, or CoQ10. CoQ10 is an endogenous antioxidant produced mainly in the mitochondria. In recent years, it has been widely studied in kidney disease. Prior to that, several other agents were commonly used to target oxidative stress and inflammation. Vitamin E, a lipid-soluble antioxidant, integrates into cell membranes and prevents ROS damage by stabilizing the fatty acids. In dialysis patients, it was used both orally and in vitamin E-coated dialyzers. Vitamin C, on the other hand, directly scavenges ROS and regenerates oxidized vitamin E back to its active form, maintaining antioxidant synergy within the body. Another widely used antioxidant is N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, which functions primarily as a precursor to glutathione, the body's most abundant intracellular antioxidant. Glutathione acts to neutralize hydrogen peroxide and lipid hydroperoxides, and to maintain reduction oxidation or redox balance inside cells. NAC itself also has direct antioxidant properties and has been shown to inhibit activation of the inflammatory cascade. All three antioxidant agents, NAC, vitamin E, and vitamin C, still have value, particularly in short-term use, but each carries limitations that have prompted the search for alternatives. NAC suffers from low oral bioavailability, meaning it doesn't get absorbed well, occasional gastrointestinal side effects, and potential pro-oxidant effects under certain conditions. Vitamin E, while effective against lipid peroxidation, carries a risk of accumulation, can cause bleeding at high doses, and the long-term benefits are uncertain. Vitamin C, although it's a potent antioxidant and is synergistic with vitamin E, poses a risk in CKD patients due to poorly excreted metabolites. These concerns around safety, tolerability, and inconsistent long-term clinical benefit have led researchers to explore agents like CoQ10, which may offer a more favorable balance between efficacy, safety, and enduring treatment viability in CKD. CoQ10 is a naturally occurring molecule found in almost every cell in the human body, especially in energy-demanding organs like the heart, kidneys, liver, and brain. Biochemically, CoQ10 plays a dual role. It is both a key coenzyme in mitochondrial energy production and a potent antioxidant. In the mitochondria, CoQ10 functions in the electron transport chain. This transfer of electrons helps drive the production of adenosine triphosphate, or ATP. Without CoQ10, this energy-making process slows down, impairing cellular function and organ performance, particularly in tissues with high energy needs. In addition to its energy role, CoQ10 also protects the body from oxidative stress. It exists in two interconvertible forms: ubiquinone, the oxidized form, and ubiquinol, the reduced form. Ubiquinol acts as an antioxidant by neutralizing ROS. After scavenging free radicals, ubiquinol converts to ubiquinone, which can be recycled by cellular enzymes. CoQ10 also helps regenerate other antioxidants like vitamin E, enhancing the body's overall antioxidant capacity. It further contributes to reducing chronic inflammation by inhibiting pro-inflammatory signaling pathways, reducing TNF-alpha production. Together, these functions make CoQ10 crucial for maintaining mitochondrial efficiency, protecting against cellular damage, and modulating inflammation, especially in chronic illnesses like cardiovascular disease, neurodegeneration, and kidney failure. Previous studies have demonstrated the following benefits of CoQ10. Number one, adult HD patients were shown to have improved mitochondrial function, reduced oxidative stress, and reduced cardiovascular risk. Number two, CoQ10 reduced oxidative stress in children with autism and was shown to be safe in the pediatric population. Number three, adult CKD patients showed reduced MDA and TNF-alpha as a result of CoQ10 therapy. Compared to adults, pediatric patients with end-stage kidney disease on HD face unique physiological and developmental challenges that alter both the presentation of disease and the impact of treatment. Children often present with more subtle symptoms, such as growth problems, poor appetite, or behavioral changes, and may compensate well until kidney function is severely reduced, delaying diagnosis. During HD, they are more vulnerable to hemodynamic instability due to smaller blood volumes and higher metabolic rates, and they experience greater consequences from nutrient losses, which can impair growth, bone development, and cognitive outcomes. Additionally, the psychosocial burden of dialysis differs in children. Imagine being a kid and not being able to go to school or see friends due to the reliance on HD. Overall, pediatric dialysis care must be tailored to support ongoing growth, neurodevelopment, and quality of life, making it fundamentally different in both focus and impact from adult care. This study was a 12-week, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial involving 36 children aged 2 to 18 on regular HD in Cairo, Egypt. The children were randomly divided into two groups. One received daily oral CoQ10 capsules, 3 to 5 milligrams per kg per day, and the other received matching placebo capsules. Doses were adjusted based on each child's weight. The researchers measured blood levels of CoQ10, MDA, and TNF-alpha before and after the study to assess oxidative stress and inflammation. Participants were monitored weekly for side effects, medication adherence, infection, and other clinical events. After 12 weeks, children who took CoQ10 had a significant increase in blood CoQ10 levels, along with a notable decrease in oxidative stress, reduced MDA levels, and inflammation, reduced TNF-alpha levels, compared to those who took the placebo. Blood urea nitrogen levels also dropped significantly in the CoQ10 group, suggesting better waste clearance. There were no serious side effects reported, and only mild stomach discomfort occurred in a few cases. The study concluded that CoQ10 is safe, well-tolerated, and potentially beneficial in reducing inflammation and oxidative stress in pediatric dialysis patients. While the study is small and limited in duration, it offers promising early evidence that CoQ10 may be a safe, effective antioxidant therapy in pediatric HD. The study has highlighted formulation challenges for children, especially HD patients with an already high pill burden. It has succeeded in establishing a basis for larger trials, but on its own, the study will not change current practice. Download the PDF if you want to see all the ways that CoQ10 is improving patients' lives across a host of different disease states. Today's episode of Journal Club was written and performed by me, Christy Clayton, with writing support from Malcolm Diggs. It was produced by Luis Lopez. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you tomorrow.